do, folks. I'm Lloyd Perryman, and for all the sons of the pioneers, I want to extend a real lucky you welcome. You know, George Putnam is down living with us on the ranch now. He's the man from the big network who tells you all about our sponsor's products. Shug's been riding him kind of hard because George don't know too much about ranch life, but it's all in good-natured fun. You know, along about this time, we usually start the festivities with a little music. So I can't think of any reason why we shouldn't do just that.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell. Under your spell, I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will swell my silver bell.
Of the bright starry night that a lonely little Linden maid, no lover's sweet serenade has ever won her. As in a dream it would seem, down the stream gaily paddling his tiny canoe, this chieftain longing to woo sang her this song.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell. Under your spell, I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will dwell my silver bell.
Many moons, many junes, many tunes woke the echoes of the still summer night, as down the stream gleaming bright, his boat went sailing. In his canoe only two set to woo, as they listened to the sigh of the breeze that seemed to sing in the trees this sweet refrain.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell. Under your spell, I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will dwell my silver bell.
Thank you very much. Well, it's jumping right up to Thanksgiving time, and I know that all you folks are going to be enjoying a great big hunk of turkey tomorrow. I know that I am. That is, I think I am.
What do you mean you think you are, Perryman? I've been a-fattening two of them for 3 weeks.
I know, Shug, but sometimes things like that get lost or stolen. You know, they have a habit of...
Not my turkey don't get lost or stolen. Unless somebody's planning on getting a back full of buckshot. Hey, have you been hearing things lately, Perryman?
Well, no, Shug, I haven't heard anything. But like I say, I sure wouldn't want you to be upset if anything did happen.
Well, all right. Now that we got that settled, what's next on the meat? What else do we want to talk about?
Well, I'd still like to talk about those turkeys, Shug.
Just a cat heard minute there, George. Have you changed sponsors already?
No, sir, not for one second, Shug. No. But you see, our sponsor makes something that makes any turkey taste better.
No fooling.
The Planters folks make a product that you'll want for roasting turkey. It's Planters Peanut Oil. Here's what you do. First of all, rub the turkey inside and out with Planters Peanut Oil before you put it in the oven. You see, this pure, highly refined cooking oil keeps the bird from drying out, makes it roast up to a rich, juicy, golden brown. And it gives that turkey dressing an extra rich flavor, too. In fact, Shug, whether you're frying a bunch of spuds or making pies, cooking up some of the partridge or venison the boys bag in season, or just flipping up a stack of flapjacks, there's nothing like Planters Peanut Oil for all cooking, frying, shortening, and salad oil needs. So, Shug, if you want good cooking to taste better on Thanksgiving or every day, put Planters Peanut Oil on your shopping list today. Remember, look for the jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut. That's Planters' fancy trademark on all Planters products.
George, old tenderfoot, old horn blower, you gave me such a good tip there that I'm going to ask you to help me out this afternoon.
Well, whatever you say, Shug.
I'm riding down to Pappy Tim and Mom Terry's store down at the crossroads and get some of the peanut oil.
Well, now, that's fine, Shug, but right now, let's take a little ride over the Santa Fe Trail.
Why should we?
Well, because that's the name of the song that we're going to sing right now. Folks, we sure like to sing the songs about the old pioneers. Well, you know, our program down here each weekday is made up of the requests that you folks write in and ask for. We certainly hope that you'll continue to write in all your requests and also send in the letters about the good deed doers, and they will be rewarded with a gold deed to an acre of land on our Lucky You Ranch. Also, the thoughts that Hugh Farr reads each day, the inspirational thoughts, we certainly like to get them. But if you don't have any of them, be sure that you always keep the letters coming in with a request. Because, as I say, our program is made up with nothing but your request. Today we've got a special one that we've had a lot of folks write in and ask for. It's an old tune that seems to be coming back very strong these days. And we're very glad of it because we think an awful lot of the song. It features Ken Curtis, and here it is by a special request, A Big Bouquet of Roses. Ken Curtis.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And at the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving. Now there's nothing left to do, and so I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? And so I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Oh, Ken, that was real nice.
Well, thank you very much, Betty.
I know all my pupils had their little ears glued to the radio down at the schoolhouse.
Well, say, fellas, if it's okay now, I'd like to read today's Gold Deed letter.
I think that's a good idea, Lloyd. You know, folks, this acre of land we give away every day out here on the Lucky U goes to some deserving person. That is, a person who's done a good deed somewhere along life's trail. And you know, we sort of feel that those folks who receive Gold Deeds for their good deeds are going to be mighty proud to own it, because it's land that money can't buy. The only way you can own an acre of the Lucky U is by doing a good deed or lending a helping hand to a neighbor. I didn't mean to make a speech, Lloyd. I guess I got carried away with my own thoughts.
Well, that's okay, Ken, because that's exactly how we all feel about it. Today's letter was written by Mr. Ralph E. Huebner. The letter says, "Dear Lucky You, I'm writing you about an unselfish man who for the past 20 years has prepared all by himself an elaborate picnic for the crippled children of Lindsay School in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is the 20th annual picnic he has provided for the enjoyment of the 125 crippled children. It does my heart good to see someone who will take time in these rushed and troubled days and the expense to make these unfortunate boys and girls happier. We of St. Paul take off our hats to a swell guy doing a swell job. We know this picnic here is just plain Mr. Fisher's picnic. It's named for the man who makes it possible. Mr. George F. Fisher of St. Paul, Minnesota. The letter is signed, Sincerely Yours, Ralph E. Huebner."
That was a good letter, Lloyd. And Mr. Fisher, I hope we can repay you in part by sending our gold deed. We'd also like to send along a song in your honor. It's one we think those brave little boys and girls might enjoy, too. It features Tommy Doss, and it's called The Song of the Trail.
I have heard the thunder rolling out across the mountains high, where the wind is singing through the clouds, a drifting through the sky. It's a song of the trail. It's a song of the thunder crashing, lightning flashing on a mountain trail. I have seen those yawning canyons and I've climbed the highest peaks. I've felt the wind of sun and rain upon a carefree cheek. It's a song of the trail. It's a song of canyons, good companions on a mountain trail. I have seen the bursts of glory and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar. And the hymn of hymns, the mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song of the trail. It's a song of the timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. I have seen the burst of glory and I felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty river roar. And the hymn of hymns, the mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's a song of the trail. It's a song of the timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. The song of the
That was wonderful, and thank you, Tommy.
What in the cat herd all get out the matter with you, Tommy? Ain't you going to thank the lady?
Uh-huh.
You're welcome, Tommy.
Oh, brother.
Sometimes I think he gets his tongue wrapped around his eye teeth and can't see what to do.
Well, that's a great conversation, anyhow, and maybe you're right at that, Chug. Say, Betty, we've been doing most of the entertaining around here so far, at least. I hope it was entertaining. How about you singing a song for the folks out along the Lucky U line?
I'd like that, Lloyd. Tommy, would you like to hear me sing?
Uh-huh.
That's all I wanted to hear. I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine would make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love.
I'd even say, to that, Betty.
Well, thank you, Lloyd.
I'll say, Betty, do you know if the Edwards have
Made any Thanksgiving plans?
No, Carl. I know they haven't. You know, that fire they had sort of took the Thanksgiving spirit out of them.
Oh, I know how they feel, but... You know, when you go back, Betty, to school this afternoon, tell Buddy Edwards not to worry and not to tell his folks, will you? I think we'll have a little surprise for him tomorrow.
We will.
Yes, Shug. I'll tell you all about it later on.
And we'll be waiting right here until you do, Bud.
Well, now, Shug, don't worry. Don't worry. We know all about it.
You do?
Sure we do. Me too.
You too, Kenneth?
Yeah.
What about you, Huge?
Well, sure. I know all about it, Shug.
And I suppose you know all about it, too, Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll kick the stuffing out of a hair mattress if that ain't something. Why in the cat hair don't I know about it?
Well, now, don't get yourself all lathered up, Shug. You'll know about it in plenty of time.
Well, I am lathered up.
Well, now, Shug, you know, we wouldn't hurt your feelings.
Oh, of course not.
Isn't there something that we can do that'll make you feel better?
Yes, there is.
Uh-huh.
What you can all go jump in the... And jump in the... you can let me sing.
Well, what do you think, fellas? Should we do it?
I don't know.
Well, maybe so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
okay, Shug. What do you want to sing?
Now, you double-barrel knucklehead. You, the song we've been rehearsing for 3 days, of course.
I guess that would be a good idea.
Well, stand back now. Stand back and give me room. Cause I'm tough as a boot, the wild galoot, and son of the Lone Prairie.
He's tough as a boot and the son of the Lone Prairie.
I drink raw liquor and my trigger hands quicker than the human eye can see.
Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar. Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar.
When they made this land, they needed a plan for the toughest man to be.
They needed a plan for the toughest man to be.
So the recipe came and they built the frame and then they assembled me.
Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar. Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar.
Once Jesse James took careful aim with 60 rounds of lead.
Once Jesse James took 60 rounds of lead.
On my chest they cracked and they all bounced back to kill poor Jesse dead.
Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar. Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar.
His time to explain this rhyme in a manner unprofane.
He's taking his time in a manner unprofane.
But I'm warning you, guys, I'll black your eyes. Smile when you speak my name.
Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar. Ain't heard nothing till you hear him roar.
Hey, look out. Look out. Look out. Watch out.
Thank you, Boo. Ah, that was powerful singing, Shuggy.
Thank you, Kenna. Thank you. What about the rest of you knuckleheads? Well, at least somebody appreciates the finer things in life. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome, Shuggy. You know, I think along about now, the folks would like to hear Hugh's thought for the day. Did you find a good one today, Hugh?
Well, I like it, Ken, and I hope you fellows will, too. You know, it was sent in by one of our listeners in Sonora, California. A Mrs. Ora Morgan. And it's a small verse that, to me, expresses a fine way to live a life. So here it is. Wouldn't life be lots more happy if the good that's in us all was the only thing about us that folks bothered to recall? Wouldn't life be lots more happy if we praise the good we see? For there's such a lot of goodness in the worst of you and me. You know, that's what I call a wonderful idea. I've always wondered why it's easier to remember a guy who robs a bank than it is to keep on praising a lifeguard who saves countless lives every year. Well, maybe it's because we're so busy worrying about our own mistakes that we're tickled to death when somebody makes a bigger one. You know, it kind of sort of takes the pressure off. But you know, like that poem says, if we start thinking about the good things about us, then we won't have time to make so many mistakes, and the good we see in other people will make them see it in themselves. So thank you, Mrs. Morgan, up there in Sonora.
Well, that was a fine thought, Hugh. And thank you, Mrs. Ora Morgan, up in Sonora, California, for sending it to us. We'd like to return the favor by sending you a Sons of the Pioneers song salute that we hope you'll like.
There's a roundup in the sky. So long, old range, my work is through. There's a roundup in the sky.
I give my pony back to you.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I'm gonna burn my brand on the silvery hide of a shooting star and take a ride to the land beyond the great divide.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I guess they know I'll be there soon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
You know I hate to leave, old pal, but still, I just can't wait for the night until I'll be herding stars with Buffalo Bill.
There's a roundup in the sky. Get along, Dogie. Up the trail, hightail. Get along, Dogie. There's a roundup
once again out there along the Lucky U line. And tomorrow we're going to be back for a Thanksgiving visit. Of course, we won't have a turkey and all the trimmings, but we'll have some more of the fine Sons of the Pioneers brand of entertainment. So if you've got a few minutes to spare, why not drop down here to ABC in Hollywood and pay us a visit in person? We'll throw the doors wide open tomorrow, and we're going to seat just as many of you as we can. Say, I wonder what the big Thanksgiving surprise is for the Edwards. Well, we'll all know tomorrow. And so until then, this is George Putnam saying for all the sons of the pioneers, Frankie Messina and our pretty schoolmarm Betty Taylor, be lucky, you.
Here on the raindrop floor.
This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.